Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mike, speaking of reporters, I don't know if you remember, but in 2015, you came to New Orleans from Mardi Gras, and around 2:30 in the morning, you were there, and we talked for about 45 minutes. I don't know if you have any memories of that experience at all.
I can promise you that I never went to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, so I'm not sure who I'm talking with, but I've been in New Orleans, and I've been out at 2:30, but it wasn't for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, we had a good conversation about the 3-4 defense at 2:30 in the morning.
Not at Mardi Gras, we did it. I never went there. Next question. I'm not sure, but I've been there. I've been out at 2:30 and past that, but not at Mardi Gras.
Right there, the maven himself, William Bendenson.
Bendenson.
Talking to Mike Vrabel yesterday on the conference call with the New England media. I thought Vrabel was a little bit defensive there. Quick to shout the next question. I've never been to Mardi Gras. Well, let's move on.
What year was it? I mean, and I've been places where people tell me, you know, hey, I remember seeing you, and I'm like, what, really? I don't know. And then, okay, you go back, oh, yeah. Mardi Gras is a big thing. That's yeah. A stamped time period. You would yep. know whether you're there or not.
Right.
And maybe it was another time on Bourbon Street. Sometimes when you're on Bourbon Street,
maybe
you forget,
it was just that time of
really,
year.
You forget you're there. Right. It could have been the month. It could have been the same month. And
right.
Maybe my man Will doesn't understand when Mardi Gras is. Or maybe Vrabel didn't know. Maybe Vrabel's down there didn't even know it was Mardi Gras. You know what I mean?
Or Vrabel.
So many possibilities
was
on
there
the table.
And didn't want people knowing he was there. Or something. I don't know who I'm speaking with. I've never been there. I've never been to Mardi Gras. No. Next question. Next.
I can see why to throw a football coach off. Hey, I remember this, you know? Yeah.
According to Bendenson on Twitter, it was a couple of Diet Cokes and everyone there was sober. Oh, and actually.
Oh, we got him?
The maven himself is on the line. William Bendenson.
Willie.
Hold on. Let's pot him up there.
Got him?
William?
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
So, hey, what's going on, man?
You were sober when this meeting happened, right? A couple Diet Cokes that night.
Yeah, you know, I really didn't want to make, obviously, I sort of regretted it after the fact. And it was Mardi Gras. I didn't mean to imply that he was doing anything wrong.
You didn't say he was.
No, I mean, certainly anybody who knows Mardi Gras, I mean, there was obviously, I think, 100 people in the IHOP there that night. And, you know, everybody's out late. I was out late. And, man, he didn't even seem, you know, drunk to me or anything like that. I mean, it was just we had a good conversation. I debated with myself about bringing it up. And, you know, I thought at the end of the conference call, it might make for a funny nugget. And, you know, I think that obviously I don't think he was too pleased with it. And, you know, now looking back, I regret it and really want to, you know, embarrass him at all or anything like that.
Well, I don't think you embarrassed him based on the question or the thing. But, I mean, you've been around the team now for a while, and you do the breakdowns, you do the videos. We love the videos, the energy in them. We play them all the time on our show. You did a breakdown the other day that I thought was phenomenal on the Trey Flowers pass rush and that. How much more are you going to be doing this with the team as this thing progresses and as you watch his team, even talking about the defense at 3-4?
I like the segment. I've always liked technical football. So, yeah. I finally decided to start it last week. I plan to do it the rest of the season going forward. Just find one key play in the game, break it down in simple terms that fans can understand. I think it's fun to see. I thought that play was interesting because they hadn't used that combination so much with Flowers and Claiborne on both sides. And given the attention that Flowers is drawing, you know, Claiborne can loop around and on the stunt and get the sack. And, you know, I think Flowers got attention there from the left tackle and the guard couldn't block him. And in that reduced front on third down, you know, Flowers is much quicker than a guard. The guard might be bigger, but it's something they did with Seymour, you know, putting the what they call zero technique, but putting the end and making him a nose to get more speed on the field.
Love it. Love this
William
football.
Belichick agreed with it. You know, he said that's what made the play. It was 2-on-2 on that side, 3-and-2 on the other side. Interestingly, the Packers decided to double block Adam Butler with the center and the guard.
He's Don't get any better breakdown than that right there.
And I think
I told you it was the T game.
I think as you tweeted, Belichick agreeing with the Maven.
With the Maven.
Yeah, so, you know, he likes talk. I think that's a favorite subject of his. You know, obviously he doesn't like discussing injuries or anything else, but two things he loves discussing are technical football, the challenge of certain positions, like if you ask him about the challenge of the slot receiver position, or, you know, football history, you know, like when he was with the Giants. So I think those are his, in my experience covering the team my fourth year, that that those are the topics he likes discussing most.
We were down Gillette the other day talking with William Bendenson here, and 80,000, you had 80,000 plus hits on your post-game video from the other day?
I think it was 80, I think because thanks to Uzo and the comedian Bill Burr retweeted it. It was exciting. I mean, the videos have gotten mostly good feedback.
It's the energy,
you know,
man.
I think some people, a couple people said, well, maybe it makes you look a little less serious as a journalist, but I've really enjoyed doing them, and, you know, I plan to keep on doing them. So,
do your thing.
At Patriots Maven on Twitter, that's where you got to follow William Bendenson. I'm looking at the follower count. We got to get that number up. That number's going to go up. At Patriots Maven is where you follow.
Yeah, no, I've enjoyed being on Twitter. It's a good way to connect with the fans. So
it is,
and the fans generally send me good questions during the game, and I try to have good live tweets during the game too. So
when you heading when you heading down to Tennessee?
Saturday night.
Saturday night, nice. All right, so, stay out of trouble down there, pal.
Yeah, no, it's a good Zoe, and you'll be heading down there Saturday too. So
yes, sir.
One of your favorite road cities, Zoe?
Was down there once. The problem is we play so early, really don't get a chance to enjoy it. And when it being Central time, we're kicking at 12, and we'll be leaving the hotel about 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, so there won't be much enjoyment. I will see Frank Wycheck, though. I'm going to dinner with Wycheck Saturday night.
That should be fun.
All right, Will, we appreciate it. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right,
thanks,
pal.
Guys.
See you down here. Safe travels.
William Bendenson.
The Maven.
The Maven himself. Patriots Maven. At Patriots Maven on Twitter.
So, I mean, I don't know what he regrets there.
I think he feels bad because obviously.
They drew attention and Vrabel got pissed.
Do you believe the story?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I think Vrabel, for some reason, didn't want anyone knowing he was.
Like I said.
Out at 2:30 in the morning in New Orleans for some reason.
Which is what you do when you're in New Orleans.
But no, Vrabel said, I've been in New Orleans. I've been out at 2:30 and I've been hammered. I mean, so there's times you don't remember your dates. And like I said, I don't even know when Mardi Gras is. I know when Christmas is. I know when Easter is.
February.
It's set dates. You know what I mean? I know it's a week in February.
Oh,
right?
It's during Lent.
Is it?
Yeah.
The beginning of Lent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat Tuesday.
But it changes every year. What I'm saying is it changes every year.
Yes,
well,
it does.
Because Easter changes every year. But New Orleans is a freaking great city just to visit. And I'm sure Vrabel's been there a bunch, being down in Houston a lot, as much as he has been over the years. Easy trip, in and out.
It is.
Good place to party. Good casino down here, pal.
Yeah, not bad.
I did okay.
Get you over there.
I did okay. Do you believe you got 80,000 plus hits in that post-game video put? That's pretty good.
Bill Burr gave it a retweet, huh?
That's all it takes, man. It takes one guy. It takes one. That's social media nowadays. It takes one guy that you need to retweet something, and boom, it goes viral.
We're going to get Bendenson on more often, man.
I'm trying to think. Football Fridays. We do a lot of football on Fridays.
Yeah, you might be able to get 2-minute drill.
2-minute will.
2-minute will.
Just did it.
Wow.
There it is.
Well, we just had him on today. It's not going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I won't do it tomorrow.
Willpower.
Maybe start during the bye week. We'll need content during the bye week.
Willpower.
The 2-minute will. It's done. That's the name of it.
Big Willie style, getting jiggy with it. We could bring, well, we got a lot of stuff we could do with
a
this.
A lot of will related stuff we could do for at Patriots Maven.
That's a cool name, Maven. Maven.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. I see some calls on Butler, on Mike Vrabel, on Deion Lewis, all Titans-Patriots stuff.
Let's do it.
We'll get to that coming up next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Small town, and a new small town. By the dance, small town, oh, small
Meg Ryan and John Cougar Mellencamp got engaged today. Am I supposed to care about that?
That's weird.
Yes.
Am I? Apparently that's a thing. They've been dating for a long time.
What has she done since when Harry met Sally?
I couldn't name a single thing she's done.
Thank you.
No, she did. You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail. That's it.
No.
She's Sleepless in Seattle?
Sleepless in
Seattle.
Yeah,
that's the one
I'm talking about.
Well, there's same movie.
It's like same movie.
It's same movie.
Yeah.
She's made three of the same movies, but they've rescripted.
Okay. Ages for Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp.
Cougar is probably 59.
He's older than me. She's got to be older than me.
Meg Ryan is 56.
Yep.
John Mellencamp is 67.
He's that old, huh?
So no babies.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think let's get to the calls.
Baby.
Let's get to the calls. Sam is in Haverhill
today. Why
won't you
come home, Bill, baby?
Malcolm Butler is his topic. Sam.
Hi, Sammy.
Hello. How you doing, guys?
All right.
Hi, Sam.
How you doing, pal?
Listen, I like your show. The three of you do a good job.
Thank you.
But please don't tell me you believe Felger that he knows about Malcolm Butler. Felger don't even know what happened yesterday.
Now, here's what I think, Sam.
Jeez.
I think he's heard a story that others have heard, but I don't think it's the reason why Butler didn't play.
Yeah, but everybody hears the stories.
Right.
There's only one guy that knows the story.
Well, on the particular story, I bet there are more than just one guy that knows it. I bet there's multiple people that know it. But I don't think it's anything that would cause someone to not play. I think it's just one thing in a long line of things that the coaches were annoyed by. I think he had become annoying to them in some fashion. Rob is in Boston.
I didn't know
if anyone was going to offer.
This is going to continue
forever
to just needle.
20 years from now, we're still talking about why the hell didn't Butler play?
I mean, you make it to a lot of Super Bowls. Good for you. Is that going to continue? Is the Brady Belichick era going to be forever? Do we believe that those two guys are the two main reasons why they've been? They've had all this success.
Yes.
Ownership has a lot to do with it, sure.
Yeah.
Assistant coaches, other players. But the Brady Belichick thing is not going to last forever. At some point, you are not going to make it to every single AFC championship game.
Well, right now, we do.
There will be droughts where you don't go to a Super Bowl for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. That's just law of averages catching up with you. People are going to look back and say, that one that we got to against the Eagles. Why didn't Malcolm Butler play in that? And until somebody offers up an answer, it's going to be there. It's always going to be there. And yeah, he's right. There's a couple of people who know for sure. Belichick and Butler know for sure. And Butler telling you after the Super Bowl, I don't know. Maybe at that time he didn't know. I bet anything I got, he knows now. But he's not saying. Belichick's not saying.
And it's interesting that.
And quite frankly, it's only one of their places really to say.
He got his money.
Bill.
Yes.
Supposedly what? Bill talked to him and texted him after he signed to congratulating him. And on your way out, it's just, eventually you'll hear a story here or there. And somebody's got something. And then there's this or that. It's been crickets with both sides. Butler hasn't really addressed it.
Who does that reflect well on?
I think it reflects well on Malcolm.
I think it does too. There's no.
I didn't burn any bridges.
There's
on
no
the way
smoking
out.
Gun. There's you no. You know one
he
thing that
me,
happened.
I end up getting paid. Keep my mouth shut. Continue to move on and be a pro.
Let's go to Rob, who's in. Oh, sorry. Hold on, Rob. There you go, Rob. Go ahead.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up?
I just got a story. I went to a bar in Fenway earlier this year, and me and my friends we met Mike Vrabel there. So I just got a. Clarify a stat that Felger and Matt said yesterday. They said that he had 10 receptions, all for touchdowns. My friend went up to him and asked, "Excuse me, are you Mr. Vrabel who caught 10 receptions all for touchdowns?" And he corrected and said, "No, it was 12. The other two in the Super Bowl are not from that 10." And then we went over, took a picture, horsed around, and I punched my friend in the chest. It was fantastic.
Okay.
Wait for the sword to punch.
Yeah, that's why I hung up.
I don't know. I don't know what goes on anymore.
Sarge has totally hijacked the show. The Sarge callers have tied.
I don't know that
show.
That's what that was.
Is that real, Jim?
Rob is in Fitchburg.
I mean, I thought it was Sarge too. I thought it was coming.
I hung up before I could get to it.
You guys are gunshots.
Rob is. I am. It's in my head. Rob is in Fitchburg. Rob.
No.
Rob, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Great show, guys. First time caller. Just wanted to put my thoughts in on what you guys think his game plan is.
Hello? Okay,
maybe,
Rob.
Maybe we should, you know what? Maybe we should let the equipment cool down. I mean, this is a good spot to do it.
You know, we haven't taken a lot of calls today, Hardy.
It's an ice box in here.
I would say yes to that, but right now, at least for the next 4 minutes, the rest of this segment, I want to push through. I want to power through.
How many more calls we got?
Let's go to Paulie in the truck.
Okay,
this will be solid.
This is good. At least nothing it's not
more. There you go. There you go.
Nothing more.
I won't let you down. I won't let you down. That's right. That's right, Hardy. This thing with Butler will not end unless one of two things happens. Either we find out what happened. I already know what happened anyway. And I've already told you what happened. He stepped up on Steve.
That's why she cooled
down. And either that or they get back to the Super Bowl and win it. And that's when the talk more realistically, because we know that they'll never say anything.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. I want to declare something right now. Zoe, do you feel confident in saying that the alleged rumored fight between Stephen Belichick and Malcolm Butler did not happen?
Yes.
I am too. Didn't happen.
Yep.
Not a thing.
Talked to too many people. And I mean, Danny Amendola, who was in the frickin' locker room with him, who openly was critical of the organization once he said, hey, you know, I knew I was moving on, and, you know, it's a bitch to play for Bill and this and that. And, yeah, we all asked, why didn't he play? You don't go and ride around a car with Mike Reese and put that on record. If you knew what happened, you either bite your lip or you don't even ask it in that terms or tell Mike Reese. That's what nailed it down for
that's
me,
our
too.
Side.
Well,
I've talked to other people.
Where
I've
nobody
talked
says
them.
Anything.
Just shut up.
Going out the door.
I put him back on hold. Do you want to continue this call with Paulie?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure because you're getting upset.
Just put him on hold. Put him on hold again. Put him on hold again.
Good, Paulie.
This is real, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's
that's
not
Tom?
That was just Tom messing around.
Nice.
Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, listen, now I really feel like I'm part of the crew. Zolak told me to shut up.
I love you, Paulie.
I love you too, boys. You guys are my faves. But anyway, on the game, I give two things. First, on Butler, I move into the slot and I have him follow Edelman around from when he gets off the bus until he hits the locker room after the game. All right, number two, I give Deion Lewis the Marshall Faulk treatment. You know, where is he? Where is he? On every place in the offense, keys off them. And so I met you down in New Orleans on Mardi Gras once. I met you down there, Zoe, during Mardi Gras.
96?
I was at the after party. I came into the after party for the Rams game.
Mardi Gras?
And you were standing there with a drink in your hand, and I looked up. You know, a couple of feet so I could look out of the highway to you. First time I was like, my God, this guy's going to get some light on him. We spoke for a couple of minutes. I'm sure you don't remember the conversation, but I'll never forget it.
Okay, so you just said you're with me at the post-game party, which obviously is not during Mardi Gras. So I've never been to Mardi Gras. I'm concrete. I am 100% certain I've never been to Mardi Gras.
When was the Super Bowl in 96? Mardi Gras would be going on right around then. Like, people refer to Mardi Gras like the whole season,
that's
right?
The
when they
problem.
Start the parades.
But that's the problem. You don't know the exact date. Like, Mardi Gras's not a date.
You can fight, 96? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Is that the year?
Mardi Gras.
Have you been down there other years?
1996.
No. Only when we've played down there a couple times at the start of a year. Last year, week two. And I think we were down there for a preseason game when Hardy was doing a show with Troop the next day with Hook. And Troop went to a wedding the night before and watched no game.
February 20th.
That's long after the Super Bowl.
It's
late. A long
February
time after the Super Bowl.
But people refer to like the whole month.
No.
Even though it's not officially
Mardi
Gras.
If you go to New Orleans, generally on any Friday, Saturday night, springtime, summertime, it's nuts. It's crazy. You don't have to be there during Mardi Gras to experience what New Orleans is like. I don't think.
Quickly, Matt's in the car. Matt, what do you have for us?
Come on, Matt. Come on, baby.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
I know you're both big college athletic fans, and considering the biggest game in college football this weekend is in the great city of Boston.
Yeah, down at Gillette Stadium, actually, Foxborough.
UMass.
BYU, UMass, they're kicking off at noontime on Saturday. You must have been confused there. The big game is in Foxborough.
Mormons are rolling into town, baby.
Yeah, BYU, UMass, noontime kick, 866 UMass Ticks.
Love
BYU tickets.
Love BYU's uniforms, too.
They're nice. I dig. See, that's the thing I do. I dig the traditional college football uniform. BYU kept it. It's nice.
Looking forward to that one on Saturday. Here's Hardy with the headlines.
I wish I was in town. I would have stayed for it.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins take on the Vancouver Canucks tonight. My mouth is starting to freeze. Vancouver Canucks tonight at the TD Garden. We've been at morning skate all day, even though it's been over here for a couple hours, where Yaroslav Halak was first goalie off the ice at the morning skate. Look for him to get the start in that tonight. Chuck Surratt, Bob Beers, be on the call. As always, right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Pre-game 6:30, puck will drop just after 7 o'clock. Celtics out west continuing their road trip, trying to get a win against the Phoenix Suns. Celtics have dropped their first two on this five-game road trip. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell will have the call, starting with the pregame at 8:30 on 105.7 WROR. Panthers-Steelers tonight to begin NFL Week 10. Patriots continue their preparations for the Tennessee Titans on Sunday afternoon. And to that, we listen to Kyle Van Noy. Kyle?
You know, we're focused on this game. It's a long season, and when the bye week gets here, it gets here. But right now, we're going to be real focused on the Titans because we know what kind of task that's going to be.
That's right. Bye week coming up after this game. Headlines are brought to you by Wendy's with eight different entree options. The Wendy's 4 for $4 comes in clutch. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
This is the home of the Bruins. With the Bruins. Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena from the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Nah, not really, man. I just got to get back to doing what I do, you know, playing football, you know. I know I used to play there, and, you know, I just got to pick up my performance. I don't care who I play. I just want to pick up my performance. That's all, and, yeah.
What are you feeling about your time there and just how things went?
It went great. It went great. Didn't end well. It went great. You know, those people showed me number love, and, you know, I love them back. You know, I appreciate Mr. Kraft, Bill Belichick, all those guys, you know. I already had this conversation before, so, yeah, no bad blood.
Yeah.
That is Malcolm Butler today in Tennessee. It was great.
Great answer.
Didn't end well, but it was great.
Credit to everybody, ownership, head coach.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Got nothing but love for you.
He's right, though. He's just got to start playing against him. Start playing better against anybody it is. He doesn't care who the opponent is. He's got to start playing better. But I want to get to the interview.
Okay.
So I got to start packing either Friday or Saturday. Should I take me my spittoon? Is this game down Southern Texas?
That guy did have quite the Southern accent there.
I don't know about you there, partner, but you ordered a chicken fried steak when we get down.
It's not a Texas thing, though. It's different.
I don't know. This is like a little more Tennessee redneck Nashville. I don't who that. I write for the Redneck Gazette.
Now it's getting a little Cajun.
Now it's weird.
What are you feeling about your time there and just how things went?
Nope, that wasn't it.
Tennessee, I feel, has its own distinct accent, Southern accent that they do have.
Yeah. It's like rolls off your tongue like molasses. Or is that like Savannah?
What? It's kind of like they have chew in their mouth all the time.
Yeah, okay. Like, come on here. It's almost like a lineman. Hey, you want to lift some weights? You want to go get some beers with us? Throw back a couple beers.
Now you're back to Texas.
Your time there.
There.
No.
It's a draw. It's a draw.
It's a
draw. Tennessee time.
Your time there.
Yeah, sipping whiskey.
Yep. Then go down there. I guarantee you order breakfast down there, it's going to take 35 minutes to come. How you want your eggs again, honey? I'll do them over easy. Oh, let me go fire up the grill first. We don't have the griddle on yet. Got to get that thing nice and hot, then put the butter on and melt it and put the egg down. And the egg's got to start to sizzle a little salt, pepper, and then take that flat spatula and flip it. Do you want toast or do you want bagel with that or English muffin?
Yeah, bagel? You think that's an option?
Yeah, should be.
Your time there.
What
are you going to do your time there?
Yeah, so, we gonna do there, Hoss. You can pull your horse up to and tie it up outside that saloon.
Now we're back to Texas.
Your time there, and
that's Tennessee. That is
this is very country western.
That's
right?
Kind of like a NASCAR accent.
Yes, good.
This is
very good.
Carolinas, Tennessee.
Well, we have the Hemhaw Sports Hub. This is the big travel party, right? Where all the clients and everybody are heading down that one game a year. Is everybody packing cowboy boots and hats, maybe some vests? A little hoedown? Or is this too? We still too far down south.
Now,
I don't know
what you're going for here. It's not cowboys.
Should I dress
cowboys?
Like,
I don't know what the hell you're doing.
So you've been there before.
Should I dress like Keith Urban? I've been there before, but now all of a sudden,
I think you dress like a normal human boy.
There, based on these reporters down there, it sounds like I should get ready for a little more southern.
Your time there.
Now you're talking.
So you know what you need to
Jerry
dress like.
Jones.
Wear the outfit that you wore during the Patriots welcome party in Houston.
No, that's what you need. That's Texas.
I saved it all.
Just wear that.
I got
that's cowboys.
Square toe cowboy boots.
Cowboys in Tennessee.
Cowboys there.
I don't care. I just wanted to wear that outfit again.
Look at what is this? This kid from Texas is here.
Although the cowboy boots are a big thing there because of the country music.
Well, oh really?
Yeah. You should bring the cowboy boots.
Maybe I'll bring the cowboy boots.
It's just that whole mess.
How much are those boots?
Those boots?
Yeah, they weren't cheap.
They weren't cheap. I can't believe I bought those. I went in one of those stores down there in Houston. It's just like everything's big, and I got like thousands of cowboy boots on the wall. I'm like, wow, look at this. That's a big 13
wide. Have you worn them since then?
I have.
Oh, all right.
I have. Where the hell did I wear them? Oh, I wore them to Kenny Chesney.
Oh, Jesus.
Had no socks, and it just tore my feet up. Blisters.
Why wouldn't you wear socks?
It was hot out, but I wanted to wear the cowboy boots at the concert.
Well, you should know by now. You wear socks when it's hot. It actually makes you feel cooler.
It was cool.
You know
what?
You're the perfect example of why I think girls in cowboy boots are not hot for that very reason.
Why is that?
Because when they pull those boots off at the end of the night, their feet stink.
Nasty. And just
yeah. I got all dressed up for the concert. You're going to take me? Well, if you keep those boots on until I drop you off.
Damon and Mandalore would be like, oh, you
stinky foot thing.
Let me get a sniff of those.
I don't care if you think you look hot.
Yeah,
you smell.
Like, we're going to use tighter. You're cowboy boots on.
Nate is on the Cape. Hey, Nate.
Nate.
Hey, guys. I was just thinking about Bill and his legacy. And so in this situation, if Bill hadn't won a Super Bowl or failed to win a Super Bowl, and he had made the Malcolm Butler decision, do you think that he would have been run out of town?
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, he'd be out there with pitchforks and torches.
You mean if he hadn't won a Super Bowl since when? Since when?
If he hadn't won any.
Oh, for, just say that in the Patriots regime, he hasn't won one.
Yeah, I get you. You put yourself out there on the line like that, or yeah, he would have had a tough one. He has had a tough year from people. People have been giving it to him. Just this week, we've had these articles.
I've also been a victim.
Yeah,
I've been a victim of that cowboy thing at the end of the night, and it is no good.
See, I'm telling you.
Your time there.
I've never even experienced it. I can just tell by looking. It's a gift.
Well, I'm thinking when we get there at halftime, we're going to have some cornbread. And you like some slow-pulled chicken. See, big thing down there in Tennessee.
Slow-pulled chicken?
I don't know what this is. They tried to get me to eat it last time. It's called hot chicken. Yeah. It's hot chicken and pickles and biscuits down there. And it's a big thing down there in Nashville. But you walk in, you smell the Tabasco. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat. Why would I want to burn my mouth off on hot chicken? Like, it's really spicy.
Michael's calling us from Tennessee.
Oh, good. Hey,
Michael.
Hey there, Mike.
Guys, come on, man. I love you. I'm from Boston originally, but I live down in the South. But this mocking
you. And you say y'all?
What are we in for? You just said y'all.
You've been there a long time. Y'all.
Been here 20 years, man. The winter's
time there.
The summer's warm and the beer's cold. How can you not love it down here?
All right, 20 years. Let's give you a quiz. What is the plural of y'all?
Yins.
No.
That's Pittsburgh.
All y'all. Come on. That's an easy one.
What are we in for down here?
Hey, man, this Nashville, listen, I worked in sports management for a long, long time. That's what brought me down here. I've traveled most of the United States. If you've not been to Nashville, get ready. It's a great hockey town. They get it. They get it down here. And I mean, it's basically L.A. without a tan, man. People are from all over the place
now. That's a song.
You know,
that's what that stupid rockabye song. Hang up on it, Beatle. He's done. He just quoted that.
Everything's
exactly.
Gonna be home. That's when Michael Scott, they thought they were getting fired.
Yeah. Rock-a-bye. L.A. is Nashville with a tan. I didn't even think he was there.
L.A. is Nashville.
I think he's lying to us. We've been hoodwinked. We've been bamboozled.
I wanted you to do more
questions. You know what the one thing is right about, though?
What?
Hockey Town. I've asked Beers about it. I thought Beers would be, like, crusty and, like, nah, it's stupid. I'm like, well, how about that atmosphere of the Predators?
Carrie Underwood lives there.
And Beers said, it's great. He said, people there, he said, and they're getting it. He goes, yeah, it was a party at first, but they get the team, they get the game, and they're having a good time. He said, it's legit.
That's right. Didn't they do something with the guy who sing the national anthem and they get all pissed off?
Yeah, they gave him the boot for the celebrities.
Because they started to get it, and they started rolling in some high-end talent. Hey, man, I'm the guy.
This is the song where the guy just talks, right?
Yeah.
Well, he sings this part.
Yeah, but then he just talks.
Yeah, he did a lot.
One of them
talking songs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
Nashville's a L.A. without a tan. Yeah.
No, he says everybody here has got a plan. It's kind of like Nashville with a tan.
See what I did?
Wow.
All right, today's takeaways are coming up next. Did I swear on this show today? I contend that I did not.
You did.
I contend that I stopped
myself. Do we have the evidence?
Well, we're not going to be able to play it.
Right, if we did.
All right, today's takeaways are coming up next.
Yeah.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Got a couple things today, guys, right?
Yeah.
What we got?
We had a terrible, terrible circumstance here on the show today with Beetle. He was losing his mind.
What are you losing his mind over?
Talking like a sailor. I don't know what got into you. Is it the illness? Are you still, a little touch of the high vodka over there? What's wrong?
I've been like 95% today, I feel.
Okay.
95 is good. That's a good number considering you had yesterday.
Well, really I think telling number. The story, he was going back to those days in his mind. I think he went back,
for a brief period of time in my life.
What made him slip?
I was working at Johnny D's in Somerville.
Okay. Oh, that's right. And you just didn't care whether somebody were to come in and maybe had a couple of drinks already.
Yeah, I was not one to, say, you've had a drink before arriving here, so you're not allowed in.
Right. No, you want people in your bar.
Well, let's listen to
They weren't falling down drunk, but had they been drinking? Yes, probably at another restaurant or bar nearby.
Well, let's listen back. You say you didn't swear. Is that what you say?
Yeah, I believe I stopped myself.
I don't even remember him swearing.
Let's listen to it.
They hated me, and they ended up telling me to leave because people
nuts.
Would come in, they'd be hammered. I'd be like, you're 21. Like, you're not. I didn't say it.
Time out.
You absolutely said it. You absolutely said it.
I don't give a shit.
I said
shit. Yeah, you said it.
Shit.
I don't give a you shan't.
Say shizu.
Enter this bar.
You're 21. I don't give a shit. Like, you're not.
That's saying it.
Rolled right off the tongue.
That's saying it.
Yeah. Well, the beep makes it sound like I said it.
Because you said it.
I stopped short.
The beep isn't there for no reason.
I stopped short.
I think he said it.
The bleep's almost not long enough. Barely long enough.
He's like, at the end.
You just swore three more times. Nice going.
But the other thing, too, is Hardy. Like,
wait. Bigger. You were a bouncer. That's the bigger story of this whole thing.
The other thing was,
were you a bouncer or a cooler?
What's
it built like a cooler?
Oh, my God.
What's the cooler?
Cooler to take you out back, dude. That's
Dalton is the cooler. The other guys are the bouncers. Were you a cooler or were you a bouncer?
Bouncer.
You're a bouncer.
He is like one of the guys in Roadhouse.
It's like me discovering yesterday that Zoe played with Mike Tomlin's brother.
Right?
And we never discussed this ever in our lives.
Eddie Tomlin.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You got to understand, like, the average age of
his rookie, he's a freshman,
was like 40. You know, it wasn't a tough crowd there.
I think Eddie wore number 33.
was an older crowd there, Hardy. It was not a younger crowd.
I understand. Now,
basically, your job was more so about collecting the money at the door, because oftentimes there was a fee, a door charge, because of the live music going on.
What year would this have been?
This would have been 2007.
Oh, my God. So Hamilton was hanging out there all the time. Mark Hamilton. He was a big Johnny D's guy.
I mean,
Lenny DiNardo used to go in there.
Peter Wolf. As you see, Peter Wolf used to stop in a lot.
I think Lenny
DiNardo. Mark Hamilton, a skater?
No. No. That's Mark Hamill.
Oh.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
I want to say
Peggy Hamilton.
Maybe
Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker.
I'll tell you what. Maybe in 2008. late 07, early 08. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jack is the name of the bouncer in Roadhouse that we're
okay.
thinking of.
Gotcha.
But who is the bad guy? The other guy that's kind of Beatlesque in his statue, is that Tinker?
Tinker, get in there because he beat the hell out of the tall guy. He headbutted him. Wasn't Dalton? Was it Brad Wesley?
Cooter. It is Tinker.
Cooter. Yeah, that was a good movie, man. That's good roles in that.
Tinker was good.
That badass, the number one handler behind Brad Wesley with the earring. That dude could whip some tail.
What's our other takeaway?
Sarge calls? You have those?
It's special.
No.
Oh.
No, we don't?
I thought it was the grilled cheese deliveries.
Oh, the grilled cheese deliveries. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's right.
Jim's mad at you now.
Here we go.
Yeah, get a little sandwich delivery coming up.
Grilled cheese time. Thank you.
It's a great place.
You. Oh, yeah.
It really is. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
That's
appreciate
so nice.
That. Look at that.
Is that soup done yet? Did you put soup on yet?
Did you get the right one, Hardy?
I got no ham.
That's nice.
Oh, I got ham on. Yeah, that's me.
You got ham?
Yeah, I got ham on there. Zoe said try the ham. Right. I did exactly what Zoe did.
Just go with the ham today. Did you get the pepper jack with the ham?
It was excellent.
Again,
a hell of a suggestion on Zoe's part. This snack bar here at the Warrior is top notch.
Like it is legit.
We've all had kids, and our kids all love grilled cheese. Like, we've seen enough grilled cheese in our life. It's damn good grilled cheese.
To the point where you don't even want to eat grilled cheese. You see it so often here. It's a little different.
It's thick.
It's a nice bread.
Thick.
It's got
nice
a pepper
crust.
Jack. You can get different types of cheese.
Crunch to it. I hate a soppy grilled cheese. It's like sponge.
No, not here.
Tom said we should remember we were on the radio as that all played out.
Well,
the grilled cheese delivery.
What are you going to do? By the way, that number one bad guy who took care of Brad Wesley, Jimmy. That was his name. He was in a bunch of movies. I'm looking at
nice Adam's apple. Just like,
yeah.
Cock that head back. That Adam's apple. Right.
Should have sent Jimmy. I believe you, Tinker.
We were also on the radio when the music started playing here in the arena.
Oh, that's right.
That happened.
Here we go.
Number one defense in the NFL.
Yeah. Bill said that in his on his press conference.
Yeah, but if you were to take a defense, would you rather take...
Oh! Jesus! So...
How could you not figure out if that was me or Zoe?
That was me.
That was scared easily the Zoe.
Hell
out
of oh!
I thought it was you. Because you made the same motion as it happened.
I slowly looked at like, wow.
Somebody turned on the stereo system here, and the volume was jacked up all the way. So whoever turned it off left that sucker all the way up.
Yeah, like,
scared
oh!
everybody.
Oh!
It's like Jim putting off the fireworks sound effect in his headphones.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I caught him earlier today. Puck off the glass.
Oh! Hey, go see Jim Lauf tonight. Giving away a trip to the Winter Classic at MGM out in Springfield.
MGM Springfield. What time tonight, Jim?
Time you're going to be there, Jimmy?
7 to 9, Tap Sports Bar.
7 to 9, nice. Tap Sports Bar. Check it out. Giving away a trip to the Winter Classic at Notre Dame.
Tap that app.
Dogger Mazur next. Bye.